God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Lord and I, all week long, we've been going through the scriptures as they relate to faith. What the enemy is doing is trying to overwhelm us with a lot of stuff and a lot of emotional things to weaken our faith. And the reason that I want to be intentional about how I deliver this is because you are moving into a time when you have to learn to live by faith. Now, all around, every foundation, everything that our world was built upon is falling and failing. If you have any insight at all, you can see that everything is coming to an end. The government's ability to govern is coming to an end. The police, bless their heart, they're outgunned and outmanned, but their ability to maintain some sort of safety and order is over. Throughout the Christian or religious world, those that were in positions of responsibility and authority are falling and dropping like flies. The Bible, the Word of God, has been significantly challenged so that we are now struggling with its validity. Is the Bible truly the Word of God? This is a question that I ask pastors and ministerial leaders whenever I get among them, and they always seem to want to skirt the issue. Is the Bible the Word of God, or is it a cultural book? And no one has been able to give me a substantive answer. Now, I know that most of you will sit here and say, it's the Word of God. You would be correct. But then again, we apply the Word of God to our cultural understandings. And that's what weakens it. What weakens the Bible is when you try to make it cultural. So I've been isolating myself to dig into the scripture to find, first, purpose. Secondly, clarity. Because I am weary with hearing what everybody else thinks about God. At some point in your Christian walk, you need to develop a hunger that causes you to want to hear from God himself. Now, here's the reason why that won't happen the way we want it to, is because people will hear from God, and then they will process that down the narrow parameters of their selfish hearts. And so God has to raise up individuals to speak for him when he would love to talk to you himself. For example, in the book of Isaiah, he says, with stammering lips, I will speak to my people. And then he uses a term and says, line upon line and precept upon precept. Now, when we read that, we had previously believed that that meant that you would get a little bit of the word and a little bit of the word and a little bit of word until you gain a consensus. That's not what that means. It is an insult from God. What he's saying is, because you aren't connected to me, because I can't give you the total revelation of who I am and what I'm saying, I got to give you line upon line, precept upon precept, so you can process it. It is not a scripture that, well, praise the Lord, we learn line upon line, precept upon precept. The problem with that is that each line and each precept changes due to our socialization. What we learned about God 20 years ago is not the same today. And so God isn't feeding us with spoons. Even Jesus tried to validate that when he said, I have much to share with you, but you can't receive it now. Your mind has not been changed. The greatest doctrine in the Bible is not salvation. It's faith, because you can't even have salvation without faith. And see, God is in control of everything. He wanted me to give you this message, and he caused the clock to fall off the wall. I don't even know what time it is. Boy, I tell you, God is good. So take off your shoes, settle in, The next service doesn't start till 11:30, and I have no idea what time it is, and I don't want anybody to give me any understanding of it. I'll go till we see people walk in. Watch this now. I'm going to use a series of passages, and you're going to have to go with me, because this will be a significant change to your thought process, which is where faith is planted. Faith is not planted in your soul. And just go with me, all right? Write this stuff down or buy the CD. Don't let these truths pass you, because I'm not going to say them again. Faith is not the result of the soul. How does the soul operate? Why did God make us with a soul? The spirit is what God uses to communicate with you. Theoretically, it is the part of you that envisions and moves and creates, and it's housed in the mind. It's the mind. It's where God reveals. Most people say, oh, well, God, he spoke to my spirit. All your understanding is in your mind. For example, when God called Moses, Moses' argument was that I can't speak well. Where does he make that assessment? From his mind. He has heard his stammering tongue. He has realized that type of speech will wear somebody out. And he has come to the conclusion that I will not be effective as a spokesman for God. These are mental assessments. Are you with me? Are you sure? Anybody unclear? Okay, so when you hear people go around talking about God spoke to my spirit, you always notice that they always act nuts. Praise the Lord. I'm sensing God. And so for years, we came to believe that spiritual people were neurotic people who just had no basis. It was like God was telling them to do things that did not make sense. Watch. God set me as the leader of this ministry for some reason. All right, maybe he's got a sense of humor. I don't know. But he set me as the leader of this ministry. So he comes to me at 6:45 on Saturday night and says, go to Bethel and tell everybody that I said wear blue for the next 4 weeks. Okay? Either a blue shirt, blue trousers, something. Everybody have something blue on. Inevitably, there will be someone who says, God told me to wear green. And I got to do what God says. Would he do that? Now I'm going to bust your bubble. Yes, he would. But then he'd wait to see if you'd obey those who have the rule over you. Because the blessing, oh my God, the blessing doesn't come from just obeying God. It comes from obeying God. Jesus said, listen to those Pharisees. Do exactly what they tell you. Just don't live like they live. Come on, you're my 7:30 people now. You got up, you had an extra hour of sleep. Or if you're like me, you had an extra hour of prayer. God does something that we don't like, something that I don't like in my classes. It's called test. But the process will work if you just do what he says. I'm going to test you. I'm going to test your faith. So, where does he speak? Not down in here. Oh, I just feel it down in here. You need a GI doctor. There's something going on down there. Maybe you got acid reflux. I don't know. But God isn't. Why? Because that particular realm is the soul. Why did he give us a soul? He gave us a soul so that we could communicate with each other, so that I could feel what you feel, so that I could love, I could experience love. Dogs and cats don't have souls. They have instinct. That's why they can hop from one relationship to the other. A dog can be with one female dog on Tuesday, another one on Wednesday, another one on Thursday, just like some guys, and find himself, you know, and find himself in all kinds of relationships and have litters all up and down the East Coast because he has no emotional attachment. He has no soul. So God gives us the soul so we can connect, commit, and convince ourselves that this person is who I should be with. It's where your feelings lie. It's where everything about your world originates. Your five senses develop there. In fact, it's your five senses that enable you to touch the soul. Because every one of the senses, when applied, elicit a feeling from the soul. You watch something, it touches you. You hear something, it touches you. You feel something, touches you. You smell something, it touches you. See, those senses are sensual, which means soulish. And of the three parts that you possess, being spirit, with a soul, in a body, only the soul needs to be saved, because it's the only thing that the devil can actually influence to pull the rest of us, because he goes on sight. So the body is kind of stupid. It just goes along with whoever wins. If your spirit wins, if you surrender that spirit to God, stay in the Word of God, make that spirit strong, then your body goes along with it. And it begins to get healed and delivered and feels freedom. But if you're soulish and you just follow every little desire that Paul talks about in Romans, he says, don't yield your members to whom? To your soul. As your soul begins to think sexual, as it thinks pleasurable, as it thinks stealing. So where does faith tie in? It's an unusual thing because faith is both a noun and a verb. It's a thing and an action. And so when we find from the scripture that God teaches us that the just shall live how? By the rationalization that spiritual things originated in the kingdom of God are real to me.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11-1-17-A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.